Welcome to Computer Science E1. My name is David Malin. This is lecture 12, Pictionary. You are about to be traded for some exams for candy, so please hand your exam to the nearest teaching fellow in the aisle. From them, you will also receive a scrap of paper. Please make sure you have a scrap of paper given to you by the teaching fellows. These are going to be our secret ballots for tonight. And I'm going to start the candy down here. There's plenty for everyone. We have three different types of lollipops, from Tootsie to Blow Pops to Jolly Rancher tonight. So as you know, at course's end, every one of you will walk away. Those of you tuning in from afar via distance education as well will receive a I Survived Computer Science E1 mouse pad designed by one of you. It is tonight that we choose the winner of that design. Those of you who have tuned in from afar have voted via email, so we will take those votes into account. What we'll do tonight is a secret ballot where you're about to vote for your top three choices, and then we will run a very high-tech algorithm offline to determine the winner of this year's mouse pad. Again, at final lecture, you'll walk away with your very own mouse pad. We have exhibits A through N tonight. These are all of the mouse pads that were submitted for the recent multimedia problem set that were to specification. There were a few, sadly, that weren't quite of the right resolution, right color depth, and so forth. So we only have put on for vote the mouse pads that we know will print nicely on an actual mouse pad. So with that said, why don't I zoom us through A through N, maybe make a note to yourself which one or ones you like best, and then we'll do one more pass through them so you can solidify your votes, and then we will proceed to tonight's lecture. This is Exhibit A. So make a note to yourself if you like this one that you might want to make this one of your top three votes. Exhibit A. This is Exhibit B. This is Exhibit B. This is Exhibit C. Can't read in back. It says, I survived E1, ... but now I have to figure out how to get out of this mess. Next, we have Exhibit D. I told you I'd survive CSCI E1. That is Exhibit D. Exhibit E. In small print up top, I survived Computer Science E1. That is Exhibit E. Exhibit F is this one. I survived Computer Science E1 with my face pasted onto the little guy in the middle. This is Exhibit F. And Exhibit G. I survived Computer Science E1 and it didn't affect my sanity at all. This is Exhibit G, I think. Yes. Exhibit H. I survived E1. Did you? Sort of a nice amalgam of photos from the course. Oh, Dan, you lost at Jeopardy. Sorry, ? Is among the quotes in there. That was Exhibit H. Here is Exhibit I. I survived E1, but now my brain looks like this. Next is Exhibit J. I survived Computer Science E1. For those of you tuning in from home, this was clearly the required theme of these mouse pads. Exhibit K, I survived Computer Science E1 in 2006, specifically. That was Exhibit K. Exhibit L, knowledge now available by podcast. And on his button, I survived Computer Science E1. That's Exhibit L. Exhibit M, I survived Computer Science E1. That is Exhibit M. And finally, Exhibit N. I survived CSCI E1. Now, had I best zoom through them all again, or would you just like to see certain ones again? Need a refresher, or are you good to go? Great. Great for audience participation. All right, so is that enough information to put it to a vote, or do you need to see them again? Yes? No? All right. Someone needs, all right, so quick refresher. I'm going to do it much faster this time. That's A. That's B. That's C. That's E. Now we'll go back to D. And now we have F. And now we have G. Mind you, this is where folks tuning in via podcast are quickly fast-forwarding. Next we have H. That was G. This is H. Next we have I. Next we have J. Next we have K. Next we have L. Next we have M. And next we have N. So on your scrap of paper, you don't need to put your name, but go ahead and put something like the number 1 and then the letter of your first choice, the number 2, the letter of your, and the letter of your second choice, and the number 3 and the letter of your third choice, and so forth. If any of these are your designs, you are more than welcome to vote for your design. That is perfectly legitimate. And we will tally these answers offhand, these votes. So when you're all done, go ahead and pass these scraps to the edges of the aisle. If there's any you need to see individually, just shout it out now and I'll pull it up again. But otherwise, we're just about ready to dive in. Sure, a little scrolling. This is harder than some of the exam questions, it seems. You know, it's always nice when the exam starts with that chuckle that we heard from some of you, but we didn't really hear so many chuckles by the end of it, so don't quite know what that means. And as a voiceover here, we will grade these exams tomorrow night, so you should see your grades online by Friday, and we will return them after the break or at this Saturday's workshop or section if you opt to attend that. And in fact, let me take a moment to have one of the team members come up and pitch this weekend's and tonight's section events.
This week's section is going to be about Scratch. You'll have a chance to work on creating your own projects with that. And this weekend is going to be about JavaScript. Enhancing websites with JavaScript. You are free to use that for your final project if you'd like. And since it's the holiday season, we're going to use the occasion to show you how to make some JavaScript-based greeting cards.
All right, excellent. Now comes the awkward part. I need 4 teaching fellows to come on and sit down here. This is going to be, we'll call them the TF's team tonight, and the rest of you get to be on the student's team tonight. We won't waste time with team names tonight, but and here's the awkward part. What I need is for all of you to come down to the first 3 rows. You're not going to appear on film, most of you, but we do need you within range of these microphones. So grab your gear if you wouldn't mind. I know, humor us, we gave you candy, that should make this easier. And come on down to the first 3 rows and cluster yourselves, if possible, to this side. You're probably about to meet someone new. Say hello to the person next to you. Come on down. What's going on in the back of the lecture hall here is the students are now coming down to the first 3 rows. Go ahead and squeeze on in. All right. So as you settle down, we have here the game of Pictionary. Now for this to work well, we actually do need participation. None of you are by any means obligated to partake in front of the cameras, but the teaching fellows are, so they'll be on camera, I'll be on camera, and we need one or more of these brave students to actually be up here at the board. That, dare say, is the fun part, and I'll say this. Let's just assume all of us stink at Pictionary, right? Because that's probably going to be your fear, coming up to this board, being challenged to draw something, and my God, not only are we watching, but those folks tuning in from home. But that's okay. The idea is that this is meant to be fun. We've got a beautiful board here. Pictionary, recall, is the game of quick draw. The categories from which we will draw tonight's challenges will be precisely the lectures from fall 2006. Hardware, the internet, multimedia, security, website development, and programming. The way we will do this is we will have a huge stopwatch up here. You will have a minute on each round that will make a cute little sound when it's expired. What we will do is have multiple rounds of this whereby we'll take someone to draw from the TF's team, someone to draw from the students' team. Those two will very nervously perhaps come up to the board and we'll say go. They'll have 60 seconds to draw whatever object, place, person, thing, entity happens to be that I tell them from our list of potential questions here. And what they will have, though, the opportunity to choose the category. And if your team shouts out the correct answer for what is being drawn, however abstractly, on the board, that team will get a point and control of the category for the next round. And we hope the students among you will relieve each other of the pressure of being up here alone and will fill in when someone needs to be tagged out from drawing. With that said, any questions? All right, in a coin toss before lecture, the students won the toss, which means we now need our first drawing volunteer. And why don't we get this out of the way and just say, we know it's going to be Dawn. So Dawn, I think your name was just selected. If you don't mind, come on up. We have a piece of chalk for you. The teaching fellows, meanwhile, have chosen whom to represent them at the board first. Okay, and the only caveat here is that for your answer from the audience to qualify, you got to shout it out, not only for me to hear, but for our several microphones up front here. Since Dawn has bravely volunteered to be up here first, you get your choice of categories. Hardware, the internet, multimedia, security, website development, and programming.
Any suggestions?
Hardware. So I'm going to choose a question from hardware. And I'm going to show it to both Dawn and Ray. They will then have 60 seconds to draw without writing, obviously, the name of what they've been shown. And we'll use this as the rule. You can draw anything you want on the board except any letters or symbols from, say, a keyboard. So you can't, for instance, a la win, lose, or draw, start writing down the word, but you can do some gestures, just nothing verbal at the audience. All right, with that said, the first thing to be drawn will be this in the category of hardware. This item in the category of hardware. And to be clear, there's no raising of hands here. There's no rules here other than shout it out as fast as you can. And if you get it right, we will increment your counter under the current score, which at present is 0-0.
What if the TS prepared before this, though, and they have like a whole system?
Oh, well, that is true. They have the luxury of knowing what we were about to do, but it requires just as much savvy on their part as yours to guess these things.
My disclaimer, I didn't even know how to play Pictionary until this minute.
Okay. So I didn't get around to telling all of the teaching fellows what we're doing tonight. So, yes, by all means.
When you said no text, is that just letters?
Just letters, we'll say, for now, since you've already found a hole in my logic. So yes, that is okay. What she said is okay. You're probably thinking the same thing. With that said, here comes our super duper clock. We put 1 minute on the board. And again, shout it out when you know what it is. The category is hardware. Fight.
Binary,
I heard. Thus, David screwed up already by prohibiting use of symbols and letters and choosing one full of just symbols. But we'll give it to them. 5 seconds, that's pretty good. That one, yep, the black ones. All right, let's keep these guys up here a little longer and go put another minute on the clock. Dawn's team, the students, got one here, so I'm going to increment your score. And Dawn, you are in control of the category. What would you like?
Programming.
I heard programming first, so we'll go to programming. Dawn and Ray, your next drawing item is going to be this one in the programming category, this item here on the left. All right, and you have 60 seconds on the clock, and you may begin.
Branch.
All right, 3 seconds. Yes, let's hear it for the students. All right, 2 for the students. All right, what category would you all like next?
Whatever Dawn wants.
I heard internet first, so I am going to choose something slightly harder this time. And here we go, Dawn. This item is going to be this in the category of internet. Ray, the item is this in the internet. And now we're going to get you this time. You have a minute on the board. Go.
Web page.
HTML.
Tag.
Header.
Scratch.
Oh. Doc type.
Box.
Link. URL. URL.
HTTP.
URL. Oh, right here. I don't know what either of those things are.
Great.
Okay. But that's okay.
Browser window.
Okay. The TFs are on the board, thanks to Dan. So we now have 2-1. Dan is, and the TFs are in control. What category would you guys like?
Security.
I heard secure. Wait a minute. I need to hear it from one of the teaching fellows.
Security.
Oh, they show security too. All right. A question for Dawn, and as soon as you get bored, you get to pick. And pick someone from the audience. All right. Your question now is going to be Your question now is going to be this one here, in the category of security. Category of security. All right, 60 seconds, go.
Cookies.
Hacker?
Black hat, white hat.
White hat?
Hacker.
Spyware.
Oh, heard it here. Spyware from his teaching fellow.
I like how you both went with the big hat.
All right, we have a tie, 2-2. We're going to give it to the teaching fellows since they guessed right. What category would you like?
Multimedia.
Multimedia for 1 point. And let me suggest when you draw, since I didn't say before, try as best you can to stand to the side so that the teammates can see what you're drawing.
Oh, okay.
That's why they got it this time. That's all. All right, multimedia. Your question. I can see what you're drawing. Great. All right. Your question is going to be this one in multimedia. Multimedia. You have 60 seconds on the board and go.
Oh.
DQ that time.
Yeah,
what would we do?
Redo.
Why didn't you just, I don't know why you didn't just do this. All right, redo. Multimedia. Okay. All right, here we go. The next one, same category, multimedia. No points have changed hands. Multimedia. 60 seconds on the clock, and you may go.
Vector.
Oh, MP3.
Yes. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Now I'm gonna try to come to her defense here. Whoops. Yeah, that's.
I think
she's done well.
Yeah.
3-2.
No.
The good job is on. We need a brave replacement. Will anyone come forth? Come on. Yeah, come on down. What's your name again?
John.
John has come to her relief. The chalk changes hands. We're going to give John control of the category for bravely volunteering, if that's okay. What category would you like?
The internet.
So here we go for the internet. All right, we're going to go with this one for internet. Internet is the category. And go.
Modem?
Button?
Dial.
Dial.
Broadband.
Switch.
Dawn. Dawn and John. All right. Cable modem. Dan is quickly erasing whatever he's doing. All right. So that's 3-3. It's tied. All right. Dawn and John are carrying the team. What would you guys like, students?
Security.
Security, I heard. All right, security. Jinya has come up now. We are going to go. All right, that's good. We're going to go with this for security.
Okay.
The category is security.
Okay.
60 seconds on the board and go.
Hacker.
I'll take it. Hacking. Good. For 1 point. All right.
That's supposed to be an axe, I see.
Perhaps we should have chosen topics that weren't just on the exam. All right. What would you guys like next?
Programming.
I heard programming. So programming. Ooh. Let's see. We are going to this time go with... In the programming category, this guy. Programming is the category. All right, you have 60 seconds on the clock, and go.
Java.
Yes, for 1 point. All right, let's choose a harder question this time. The students are leading 5-3. Students, what would you like?
Programming.
Programming. All right. All right. Programming. Here we go. The category is programming. Eugenia and John still at the board.
That's money.
Think about this one. Go.
Lines of code.
Lists.
Pretty printing. Tags. Paragraphs.
If then. Boolean things.
Pseudo code.
Cascading style sheets.
Pretty printing.
Line breaks. Smiley face.
Paragraph.
Unhappy. Sad.
Math. Branch. Loop.
Boolean. Express.
Variable. Element.
John,
scratch.
Table.
Source. Tabbing.
What are we doing?
You know, most of the students are looking over here.
Document. Body.
Script.
William.
Text.
20 seconds.
That's like the whole jargon sheet.
Nested loop.
I thought I might have heard something here from a female voice.
Elite attribute. CFF. Value.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Before that, I failed that question. MP3.
No. Title. Dynamic.
Oh, we are out of time. What was the answer?
An album.
Yeah.
You know, from what I could tell, that was the only word from the jargon sheets that you didn't call out. Okay, so let's stay in the programming category. Give these guys one more round. And so David now has 1 point. And let's go ahead with... Yeah. Let's go ahead with...
That side of the board, better swipe. It's getting hard to read on the camera. Yep, I use that side. Yep, thank you.
Oh, you can cheat too.
Yeah, cheating.
We want to solve that problem. All right. So in the next category, still programming, we have this. Yes. Category is programming. All right. We have 60 seconds on the clock, and go.
Sit.
Client.
Programmer.
Programmer.
Where did I hear it first? Dan. Oh, right, over here. Oh, really?
I think it was
programmer.
We need a judge.
It's a judge.
I did.
We said, all right, we're going to go with
Wait. You said programming or programmer?
Programmer.
I totally called it.
All right, so we'll give it to the students.
What is this?
We could go to the videotape.
What is this?
All right. All right, does anyone want to relieve John up here? He's done 3 or so points already. Come on. Anyone at all? Not yet? All right, let's give him more of a lead.
Eric will.
Eric. I heard Eric's voice. Come on down, Eric. All right, Eric, for being so brave, comes on up. We're going to be pitted against Chris here. Eric, what category would you like?
Let's go website development.
Nice, a new category. Website development for a point. Your question is going, all right, easy, is going to be, I'm going to embarrass myself by choosing some of these because they're so easy. All right, we're going to go with this one. Here we go, in website development. Website development. It's hard, I know. Website development. Go.
Website developer.
Chris, move to the side.
Stick.
Apache.
Very clever. Very clever. All right, 10 seconds. So the students pull ahead to 7-3. All right, let's give Chris choice of category since she's up here first time. What category would you like for your team, Chris? Multimedia is the next category. All right, and your question is going to be, this one in multimedia. 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 Go.
Music.
Scratch. Napster.
Napster. Well, this is just embarrassing for the teacher fellow. 8-3. 8-3. That's okay. I think they would have gotten it soon. Eric, what would you like this time?
Hardware.
All right. I heard hardware. We're going to start putting 30 seconds on the clock. Hardware. In that category, your question is going to be this one in hardware. In hardware. All right. 1 minute on the clock and go. Oh, well, next.
Processor.
Network.
CPU. Slider. LAN.
No.
Server.
Hard drive.
Client.
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 Server. Remote.
Operating.
Network.
A router.
Code.
IP address.
Wait, hardware.
Router,
printer,
packet,
MAC address,
boots,
IP address,
person,
BIOS,
BIOS, heard it. Oh. All right. Good angle. Chris got it for us with Eugenia here.
Oh no.
All right. So the TFs have narrowed the gap. It's now 8-4 only. Nicely done. Chris, you're in control. What category would you like? TFs?
Security.
Security? I heard security. Security. And we're going to go with this one for security.
Absolutely.
Security. Minute, oh no, we're gonna go, let's do this. 30 seconds are on the clock, and go.
Form.
Firewall.
Packet sniffing.
Website.
Proxy server.
Dollar sign.
Oh, phishing.
Packets.
No,
it's the one you have those pop-up ads.
Spam.
Adware.
Adware for a point, excellent. Excellent. 8-5. Do one more round with these guys up here, and I'm going to change the rules here, since clearly telling you the category makes it a little too easy just to guess everything, though that was not a guess, I'm sure. So, no longer, just like in Pictionary, every category now will be in all play. So, with that said, your next question, which means it can come from any category, is going to be this one. This is in any category that we've seen there on the board. Only these two know the category now. 30 seconds, go.
Coding.
Peer-to-peer.
Peer-to-peer.
Client
file
server.
Swapping. File sharing.
Nice. Ooh, we don't even need the category, it seems. Nicely done. All right, students go up 9-5. 9-5. So, Eric, we're going to give chalk to someone else, it sounds. Anyone at all? Come on down. What's your name again?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. So Jonathan V. Ray. We're going to give Jonathan no choice, actually, because we just changed the rules, didn't we? And we're going to choose this as our topic. And we're going to choose... Oh, here we go. This is your topic. Can you read it okay?
Wait, which one?
The boldface right there. Okay. Boldface word there. All right, 30 seconds on the clock, go.
Friends.
Intra-frame.
Intra-frame.
Keyframe.
Compression.
MP2.
Lossless.
Lossless, lossy compression.
Move.
Both words were said, but you didn't say them together.
Intra-frame compression.
Very good. Excellent.
I thought we said this like
10
times.
Very nice. I think we...
Oh, my God.
And I knew that was coming too. All right. Nice meeting students, 10 to 5. It's a solid lead. Let's make this a 2-point question. Ray, what category? No, I'm such an idiot. All right. There is no category. There is no category. So your question is going to be, this. Any category. Got it? All right, 30 seconds are on the clock, and go.
So, why are we
WPA?
WPA.
Wait a minute.
802.1.b.
Wireless. Router speed. Wireless access.
Wireless networks.
No, it's actually 802.11G, hence raised A, B, C. Nobody got that. These guys are still up here. I'm going to choose another one here. We're going to go with this one, Jonathan. Trying this now. Just feel free to erase if you want. All right, any category? Okay, no letters from the keyboard. So nobody saw that. All right, 30 seconds on the clock and go.
Hangman.
Body ticks.
Backbone.
Backbone. Heard it here, students. Next. Oh, heard it here first. Did I? I should have heard it here first. All right, so I'm sorry. The teaching fellows got it. 6 to 10. Time for a few more questions.
Maybe on 1 or 2 points now.
Oh, sorry. All right, sorry. Not very good at this game.
I don't think all right. Likes us very much.
All right, and the next question from any category is going to be this one for Jonathan and Ray. Okay, any old category for Jonathan and Ray. All right, 30 seconds are on the clock, and go.
Compression.
Bitmap.
Pixel.
Browser.
The words have been said, it's not together.
Bitmap
and compression.
So close. It was bitmap graphics. I know the judge might get some stares here, but we're gonna go by the rules. Bitmap graphic. Dan said bitmap image, which was close. We got one more for these two guys before we change drawers. Jonathan?
Should've tried the graph. Drawers.
All right. No one got that one. We got Jonathan D-Ray. No pressure here. Well, let's make this a 3-pointer to spice things up.
Fine.
1 point.
Do you have something in mind?
No control of the audience here. One point. Go. 30 seconds.
Potty.
Tree. No. Tent.
Network.
Press. Address,
header,
URL,
router.
Header,
spider,
body,
web browser,
Trojan.
The answer was
Black.
Would anyone like to come to the board for Jonathan? Last chance.
I'll go ahead.
Last chance to go up against Dan. Come on down.
Can we make this a three-pointer? Yes? All right, 3 points. What's your name again? Heather V. Dan. This is a three-pointer, which means, because of the way we're rewriting the rules, the TFs can catch up with this one. So your question is going to be... Your question is going to be this one for 3 points in any old category. 3 points. Heather V. Dan, you have 30 seconds on the clock and go.
Streaming.
Streaming.
Streaming. Streaming was it. 3 points. Yay! Yeah.
But you gave
him
programming when I said programmer.
No, we did hear programmer.
No,
we did.
Yeah,
we did.
Good
job. So we're going to add one final question for 6 points.
Later, Dan.
6 points. It all comes down to Dan v. Heather. And of course, if they tie, we'll have a runoff for one more question. Your question is going to be this in any category for 6 points.
No pressure.
So either Dan can tie this or Heather can win this. You have 30
Heather.
Seconds on the clock. Yeah, wait, a little big round of applause for these guys. All right. Go.
Plus
heat. Yes.
Virginia got it for 6 points! That's what I'm being told.
What was the...
Bus.
I guess I have a final question.
Bus. All right. We have now a final question, because that puts the TFs up to 13. So Dan v. Heather, one last time. We're going to let the audience choose the category.
All categories.
It's an all play. And your question for the game, so for 1 point, for the game.
Come on, Dan.
Does that work?
Kind of.
Because it's for the game.
Yeah.
All right. 30 seconds and go.
X HTML. X button.
Xbox.
Crossfire.
Crossover cable.
Yes.
Crossover cable. And so we have. Wait, let's make this dramatic here. Oh. Okay, hold on. In 5 seconds, the game will end. Ray, just for drama, shout it out one last time.
Crossover cable.
Yes, you got it. Lecture 12 for Computer Science E1. Have a wonderful break. We will see you in a couple of weeks. Congrats.